listeners, PG here with another preview of our Patreon-exclusive bonus after show, where we continue the conversation in a more casual roundtable format. Al and Stacy from Confusion Escapes join us again to discuss the silliness and dangers of running a huge home haunt. We also talk about destructive player behavior and discuss conspiracy theories surrounding Arby's and the Denver airport. The episode ends with a heartwarming story about a couple who got married in an escape room. In this clip, I talk about playing a jubensha, the LARP-like murder mystery experience popularized in China. Please be warned that this segment does discuss sexual assault in the context of the game, which is a fairly common and controversial trope in jubenshas. Jubensha is this craze that has just gripped the youth of China. It takes up to like 4 hours and you're in this room. There's costumes. A lot of them in China are actually in these like elaborate sets. So it's very kind of escape room adjacent, where you're in like a room with an elaborate set. You're given costumes. You're given a script. And it's this kind of murder mystery thing, like LARPing aspects. So we've been talking about it a lot in the Discord chat. And I had an opportunity to play one. This wasn't exactly like what I expected of in China. There was no set. We were literally just in the small conference room. They like turned off all the lights. We all had little lit candles in front of us. So it was kind of atmospheric and dark, but there wasn't any set to speak of. So this whole experience took 4 hours. The girl sat in there with us the whole time. I don't really know why she was in there. She didn't really do anything. She's there for like questions. If you have questions, you can take them aside. But I was like, I don't know how these people are making money off of this. It's a 4 hour experience. And there's one person dedicated to us really? The whole time. We each have our own scripts. And so the way it works is you find out about your character and we take turns. We go around in a circle. I explain who I am. And then we all have a secret that you can't share. You all have a secret that you can't share. And then we go through the day. It's almost like a diary. So I'll start and I'll be like, on this day, I went down, I ran into this, I heard a noise. And you don't have the full details. But then someone else's day will maybe fill in some of those details, right? They were like, I was doing this. And I'm like, oh, that must have been the bang that I heard. Details start to get kind of filled in. I heard a scream. Someone's like, oh, well, oh my God, I found a spider in the shower and I totally screamed. And you're like, oh, okay. So you're kind of putting the day together. The only thing that I didn't like about it is that we were all allowed to lie. I ended up being the murderer. But like, I could lie about anything. And so I just made something up and I totally gaslit some other people and they never solved it. And I just didn't think that there was enough information given that they could have possibly caught me in a lie.
That's not a good game for Stacey. She would win every time. She'd win. She's really good at storytelling and stuff like that. So I wouldn't want to play. No.
It may have been that one game in particular that just didn't work. I think that there should have been another way that, oops, I told the lie, but then maybe somebody found a newspaper clipping that's like, your husband didn't die in a car accident. He just disappeared.
It's also possible that it may have been the way it was administered. It may have been the game specifically. There's a lot of variability.
So one other point that I have to bring up is that I had heard there were all of these content advisories surrounding this game, and we did not get any content warnings about this before we played. And when I read my script, the very first thing I read about my background and my storyline is that my husband was a complete bastard who was basically selling me to other men. You know, legitimately, this was the storyline.
Apparently, this is one of the issues with importing jubensha into North America, is that a very large volume of the games involve all sorts of stuff.
Very taboo topics. Yeah.
Yeah. There's layers of conversation to have there. A lot of sexual assault in jubensha.
And that
games.
Could rub some people wrong if they don't know about this
ahead of
time.
The content of it. Yeah.
I mean, even for me, I don't particularly have personal triggers, or I'm not especially conservative when it comes to this kind of stuff. And even I was taken aback. I was like clutching my pearls. Right. And this is supposed to be me. This is happening to my character. This is my backstory. This is why I killed my husband. Ooh. Was because he was doing all these nefarious things. And then it turns out he had done nefarious things to other people who were players. Like, it could have been you, Stacey, as a player. You find out that you had been assaulted and killed. You know what I mean? And yeah. Some people were ghosts. You don't even know you're dead. Actually, it turns out you were assaulted and murdered.
And you got sixth sense?
Yeah.
And it seems like it'd be a fun game if it was executed correctly. And pulled off right with the right elements and the right topics and presented differently.
And the right safety mechanisms for people to opt into things.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I will say this, is that as much as when I walked out, I was a little bit, not pissed for my sake, I was mad for the other guys because I'm like, I don't know how you guys could figure this out. You know, and I was kind of upset. But then it's been a few weeks since I played. And to be honest, I kind of got a hankering to go back and do another one. There is something kind of addictive about the being able to unravel what's happening, and you're getting just enough hints from people. You have to piece things together. And then, as much as I hate to say it, the salaciousness of it, there is something that's, it's kind of a draw, because as you're finding things out, you're like, it's so shocking.
It's very soap opera. Yeah.
It's so
the drama and the rush of finding out what's going on.
Yeah. The answer is always the most dramatic thing.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by becoming a patron today at patreon.com/roomescapeartist and access our library of over 60 bonus aftershows.